Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, everybody. We've got the movie Tenet coming up, don't we, Mason?
That's Christopher Nolan. Yes.
Christopher Nolan, mind-twisting events.
Yeah.
Future time travel, masks, flipping cars, but backwards. Who knows?
Maybe it's an allegory for the environment?
It could be.
Could be the environment.
So we thought, why don't we take a look at three classic but big budget Christopher Nolan films?
Let's do a Nolan Palooza.
Exactly.
That's what he'd want it to be called, right? The Nolan Palooza.
And we want the Nolan Palooza text to be in 3D.
Oh, yeah, like bubble font.
Yeah.
It's like word art. It's going back and forth. I like it. Yes.
So for people who don't know, The Illusionist is a 2006 magician-centric epic set in the late 19th century starring Edward Norton and Jessica Biel. It revolves around unraveling the mysteries concerning magician's secrets, Mason. Do you remember the movie The Illusionist?
James, you have confused two very similar movies.
That's
that,
right.
That came out of the same year.
Correct. Both based on books.
That's true.
But one of them goes, perhaps I'll make you disappear. But it's not the Prestige.
Not the one we saw, because I just watched The Prestige and I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Movie. What I do know about this movie is that it is a classic slobs versus snobs movie.
Wow, why do you say that?
In the tradition of Animal House. One of them's a slob. Christian Bale's Borden. He's a bit of a slob. He's a working class man.
Yes.
But Hugh Jackman's Angier is a real, he's a real posh toff, but he's pretending to be the common man, isn't he?
He's quite well to do.
He is well to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has a regular mustache, but sometimes he has that mustache where you trim it real fine at the top. And we've got that extra lip space there. You got the lip space?
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's how you know you're fancy.
That's how you know. Because you got to get that special razor.
That's right. Well, pearl handled.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you love movies about men wearing different beards, tricking each other over the course of 2 and a bit hours, you're going to love this.
I do. Look, initially, when this came out at cinemas, I did not like this movie. For reasons we'll get into, I'm sure.
Let's just say spoilers.
Yeah, okay,
because
sure.
There's some pretty big twists in this. I was the same. I liked everything about this except the core conceit that you have to believe is that David Bowie builds a cloning machine or replicator.
Yes.
But if you can get past that, and watching this again, I really enjoyed this, like, a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of just the inner workings of this magical world and what it takes to be famous in the 19th century and the mechanics behind how do you make a bird disappear with, like, a weird mechanical kind of vest happening?
I've decided that James, there's room in the market now, in the marketplace, for I'm going to bring back the collapsible bird smasher. Just the device. Just buy it on, like, you know, buy it through Instagram or whatever. I'm going to start selling them. They're due for a comeback, I think.
Yeah. It was also,
but you're right. I feel like it's sort of amazing to me, you know, but just as an aside, that in this era, imagine being an audience member who is so innocent and sort of bereft of cynicism that you can applaud the reveal of a big machine on stage.
Yeah, just a curtain pulls down. They're like, oh my goodness.
Very good.
Yeah. But I love that idea that it was in an era where the blending of the mystic arts and magic and science was
and
like...
And racism. Subtle racism.
That's right. But the idea that people would buy into this, like, maybe we can commune with the dead, and maybe there's forces at work that we don't even know about. But nowadays, people are like, nah, it's fake.
Yeah.
Like, straight away,
right. Yeah.
There'll be a Twitter thread, it's fine.
Yeah, there's a pretty big element of this movie is, you know, one of the characters saying, well, actually, you know, the audience doesn't want to know how it's done because they're swept up in the magic of it. And I'm like, not these days. These days they're like, it's CGI.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a magnet. It's got a magnet in his butt.
There's two Christian Bales in this movie.
There's two Christian Bales.
That's exactly. A twist that when it's revealed to me, it's not. I mean, it's not the point of the movie, but it's not a big reveal because for a lot of this movie, there's a man standing behind Christian Bale who looks a lot like Christian Bale.
Sure, right.
Do you know what I mean?
And you're like, is that Christian Bale's dad? Is he here to provide moral support? I don't know.
But I like the idea of these two men who are so obsessed with the craft, they are living this one life. Like, that to me is super interesting.
Hmm. And that's based on, again, that's based on a real life character. You know, in this movie, we have a Chinese magician.
Yes.
And that character's based on a real man who wasn't Chinese at all.
No, his name was William Ellsworth Robinson.
Not the most Chinese name I've ever heard. But yeah, he pretended to be an elderly, sort of decrepit Chinese man his entire life.
Yes.
As I understand it, he never said a word in English.
Yeah.
Until he died.
Mm.
And those words were, oh, I've been shot.
Yeah, so there's a few different interpretations of this. But yeah, he did the bullet catch. That was the famous bullet catch that we saw in this movie. By the way, here's a picture of this guy. He is obviously not Chinese.
Right.
But again, that was the era when kind of the world was becoming smaller. You know what I mean? And you were getting all these different influences from around the world. So you'd go, I guess this is what a Chinese person looks like.
I've never been to China, so yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, so the bullet catch went wrong and he went, oh my God, something's happened. Lower the curtain. So yeah, and it was like you said, the only spoken English words he'd said for decades.
Crikey, he said.
Yeah.
Me guts are all over the stage.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, it was also, obviously, it wasn't just the bird smashing that was dangerous. A lot of these stuff that they used to do, it was quite dangerous. And what's the crux of this film though, Mason? What's the turning point that sets these three magicians...
Oh, my God.
Against each other.
First of all, it's the death of Angie's wife.
Yes.
In a not-related accident. No. What I enjoyed about...
She would have died in that Coyote Ugly movie anyway. She would have slipped
off the bar. Exactly. That's right. Just on a river of tequila. What I enjoyed about... Look, I didn't enjoy that death. Obviously, grisly and not a great scene, obviously. But what I did like about it is that prior to that happening, the two aspiring magicians are just arguing over knots. That's their pop culture trivia back in the day. At one point, Bale says, oh, so you know more about knots than me, do you? Like,
maybe.
It's their Game of Thrones of the day. Oh, sure, do you?
What I find fascinating about that is there's a theory behind the reason that she couldn't get out of it is because the one who had the argument about what knots what, will you know more about knots than me?
Yeah.
People love our accents. That the one who was in that argument wasn't the one that tied it.
Yeah,
so
right.
He didn't hear that. So she thought that he was going to tie a certain knot, went to do it, watched it.
Yeah, right.
And it happened that way.
Well, I guess we'll never know because it was many years ago and not real.
That's right.
So we'll never know in a way. There's probably a knot expert on YouTube who's just looked through it, who's watched the movie intently and is like, I know exactly.
I looked into it. It's quite ambiguous.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So what I think is pretty terrible about this movie is, though, Christian Bale probably murders Coyote Ugly in this movie, right?
Mm-hmm,
and Hugh Jackman's like, I'm not having it. I'm not having it, quite frankly. And he'll shoot some of his fingers off, which I find justified. But the way that he then keeps coming after Hugh Jackman, like he shatters that woman's hand on stage, he completely obliterates Hugh Jackman's knee. You killed his wife.
Right?
So it's kind of like,
leave it alone.
Do you want to back up a little from this?
Right?
But I think it's one twin that's more obsessed than the other.
For sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we find out at the end.
James, here's a list of characters. Here's a list of actors
that
I forgot were in this movie until the rewatch.
Let's go.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Thought she was in The Illusionist. Surprise to me.
You're thinking of Edward Norton.
Piper Perabo, as previously mentioned. Rebecca Hall. Andy Serkis.
Yep.
Niles from The Nanny.
That's right. Yeah.
An element that I also forgot about this movie, a lot of it is people reading each other's journals.
Yes.
There's a moment where Borden is in prison and he's reading the journal of Angier, and in that journal, Angier is reading the journal of Borden.
Well, yeah, if you've read the book, which I have in preparation for this, I go above and beyond. Sometimes I do insane things for these videos that never make it in, including reading a book for a couple of days.
We might even cut this out.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's right. But it's just reading journals. It's them reading each other's journals, and then in the modern day of 1996, a descendant of Christian Bale, then fighting out about this whole situation. But the inciting incident isn't a murder of Hugh Jackman's wife, Christian Bale's character. I'm just going by actor's name. Okay, it's just easier.
Uh-huh.
He shoves his wife at like a fake seance and causes her to miscarry. And how it kind of kicks off.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's other elements that are different because the cloning machine or replicator, whatever you want to call it.
A cloning machine in the book. That's the thing I was wondering about.
Well, it's sort of the same. You still get the leftover empty husk of a person, but there's no personality in it. It's just gone.
See, right.
And what happens when Christian Bale interferes with the machine and it splits them into two. So there's two Hugh Jackmans. One's like this sallow kind of dying human being, and the other is like this ethereal kind of spirit, kind of like The Illusionist, the movie The Illusionist, 2006. And then he continues to live on for centuries.
I see.
So yeah, but in this one, it's just two Hugh Jackmans. Two Jackmans.
Oh!
What do you think of that? Oh, David Bowie, by the way. Good to see him. Apparently the only person Christopher Nolan had in mind for this was like, if I don't get David Bowie, I burn this movie to the ground. Where am I from? Boston or England? Doesn't matter.
Imagine being any of the other actors or crew on this movie and getting that phone call. I couldn't get Bowie, so good luck on the unemployment line. Good luck, idiots.
The core of this movie, which I really enjoy,
is
just someone's obsession just ruining a good thing that you have.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could just get to a point where you could let it go or at the very least not have it consume your life.
Mm.
Like, does it matter how he does the transporting man? Like, ultimately not, I guess.
Mm.
But the fact
technology was limited back then. Odds are probably a wire.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Some wires. Or a trapdoor.
Or two people that look similar.
Two people, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was speaking of, one thing that I'd forgotten about this movie that I very much enjoyed was Hugh Jackman's cameo role as his own body double, George Root.
Yes.
He's doing some incredible teeth acting.
Just some big teeth happening, isn't there?
You're real.
Don't mind if I do, sir. There's a lot of that.
There's a lot of, Jackman really just, he's made some.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible, so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet.
Incredible transformations in the sort of teeth lip area that I really respect. You should bring that back for something. You should bring that back for Wolverine.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should have brought that back for Logan.
Oh my God.
Oh Logan. Oh Logan, you're the past and I'm the future. You're more powerful clone.
Are you talking about the clone of Logan in Logan?
Yeah, that's right.
So he's talking in British.
Yes. I'm here to destroy you.
Do you know there's 146...
Oh, Professor X, it's just me, Logan. No, stay there. I'm killing you now.
I'm a different Logan.
Different Logan.
What I find incredible about these movies and a lot of Christopher Nolan's movies, they're so intricate the way that they're connected, as opposed to, say, the Michael Bay Transformers movies, which we recently endured. If you take a bit out of it, it won't really come together. And there's 146 time jumps during this movie. And the fact that you can follow it is incredible
to me.
That
is true, yeah. Uh-huh.
There's not a point where you're like, wait, what point in time? But he had a different bit. Is this Hugh Jackman or two Jackman? How many Jackmans are in this movie?
Just check the teeth. That's how you know.
That's how you know.
They don't explicitly say it, but if you concentrate on the teeth, you know what time you're in.
Yes. I want to also talk about that cloning machine and what I find interesting about the Hugh Jackman character in that.
Yes.
There is no original Hugh Jackman by the end of this movie.
To the best of our knowledge. Well, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the first time he goes in the machine, the one who stays put shoots the other one.
Yes.
Kills him, right? Every other time that he does it, it's the one who stays in the machine that drowns.
That's right.
So that means whatever way you look at it, whichever one is the real Hugh Jackman.
Probably long dead by now.
Probably long dead by now. I mean, he's long dead at the end anyway. What I don't understand anyway, he's so obsessed with show business, much like the real Hugh Jackman, no doubt.
That's right.
That he could have just made two of him and be done with it.
Yes.
But he had to drown 60. Like, that's crazy, right?
Well, I mean, that's true, but, you know, what's he going to share the spotlight? He's the greatest showman.
Yeah, but you know he's going to... Yeah, but he'll wear a beard and he'll shoot the other one, won't he?
Well, that's true, but I think what happened there is he panicked initially. The first one was out of panic.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's like, well, I did it once.
Okay? I did someone drown 60.
Yep, that's right.
Well, he planned to drown 100, but it just seems if you made a copy of yourself, the other one would be on board for what you're doing.
That's
Do you know
true.
What I mean?
But if one of you is that obsessed, then the other one's also that obsessed.
I think
they would both be that paranoid as well.
Yeah.
And as one became more paranoid, the other would also become more paranoid. See where I'm going with that?
Yeah. No,
so I think it's an inevitability that one would try to kill the other. So why not start early, you know?
Yeah, but that's fine. So there's one... Yeah, you're probably right that maybe he knows that about himself, that if he lets two Jackman run around in the universe,
yeah,
eventually he's going to wear a fake beard and try and shoot him.
Yeah. Or his gums are going to recede.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. But there's so much that could be done with a replicating machine.
That's what I dislike
and
about
he's just
this. That's
like,
the only element.
Magic trick.
You're right.
Magic trick.
Look, again...
Infinite money.
Well, again, babes for days.
Oh my God, babes for days, did you say? Look, again, you're absolutely right in that, you know, and it, on the one hand, it is, you know, it is a measure of this man's obsession. It's given him tunnel vision that he, even though it would have incredible applications, he's focused so hard on it being, he's just using this for magic tricks. But you're absolutely right. Infinite everything. It's a world-changing device.
Yeah, because not even Tesla's like, I could make a couple of Andy Serkis's, couldn't I? That'd yeah. be pretty good. Do you know what I'm, like, even Tesla kind of dismisses the machine. It's like, I made the machine and now I'm leaving. Tesla, what are you doing?
Which makes me wonder, what else is he building?
Exactly.
Maybe that's just one he just tossed off, like, over a long weekend. Like, Jackman shows up again and he's like, oh, geez, I didn't make anything. Let me just see what's in the back room. Cloning machine? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should see. Maybe if there's a sequel to this, it could just be like the insane stuff Tesla's been up to.
I think Christian Bale, because one Christian Bale gets murdered at the end. He gets hung. Yes. I think he should have just made another version of himself and just go, good enough.
Right, yeah.
There's two of us together. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Mm. You be the reckless one. It seems like the reckless one and the callous one, though, is the one that dies, right? The one who's like, I'm married, but whatever. He's like, he's the one who's obsessed with finding out how the trick.
Yes, he's the magic obsessed one. Done. That is true. Yes.
Yeah, I just think that's fascinating as well. That even within twins, there's one that keeps pushing it too far, and eventually, it's that obsession that's like, now you've done this, haven't you? Oh, Michael Caine's good in this as well. At the end, he's like, your wife drowned, and it wasn't good. Like I lied earlier. She would have hated that.
Yeah, there's very few people who would love it, to be honest.
Yeah. And to be fair, me,
you dozens of times probably wouldn't have loved it, honestly.
Yeah. Also, me, Michael Caine, maybe you should have taken the axe off me because I'm a 75-year-old man. Maybe you could have smashed the glass case, Hugh Jackman. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, he's great at this movie, as he is in all things. Quora?
The internet website that answers all your questions.
That's right.
Yes.
It poses the question, is the story of the film The Prestige real? And what I want to say to people is that we can leave that up to you. That's up to your interpretation of these film events. How much is real or how much isn't?
Oh.
I mean, it's not. None of it's real.
None of it's real. I mean, it was a cloning machine.
Based off a book.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely fiction.
That Chinese-English guy, he was real.
Yep.
Shot in real life. They should have put that in, if I'm honest. I don't know, man. I just think I didn't not like this movie. But going back to it, I appreciated it so much more than when I just went, when I was quite young and I went, oh, cloning machine, oh, as if.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Just make infinite babes, man. What's wrong with you?
That's right, yeah. But I think, yeah, and again, in a rewatch, because it is itself a closed system, like it's the machine is built, then the machine is packed away forever and it's never encountered again, kind of like that. The story begins, the story ends. I guess I'm in terms of a rewatch, I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, it is... The obsession died with the man kind of thing.
Would you say that this is one of the better Christopher Nolan films?
Yes.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Look, honestly, spoiler alert, it's quite rare for me to watch a Christopher Nolan movie that I dislike.
Mm.
So well done, renowned movie maker Christopher Nolan. You've pleased me, the viewer.
Do you think there could be one coming up in this trilogy of Christopher Nolan movies that you're like, maybe not this week, Christopher Nolan, not a fan?
Oh, maybe. Mm. I don't know what else is coming up. So
well,
maybe.
Next week we're going to be doing...
Inception. I like that one.
Now we're going to be reviewing noises. This is the noise we'll be reviewing.
I'd have to listen to it a few more times, but I think I like it.
Sure, good.
I think it's ripe for being overused in movie trailers for the next 5 to 10 years, probably.
Initially, you're like, this is quite compelling. What a fascinating use of sound design. And then you're like, get this the fuck away from me.
Please. It's assaulting my ears.
Yes. Anyway, this has been The Illusionist. Sorry we didn't mention Jessica Biel much, but I feel like she didn't play that much of a role in this movie, if I'm honest.
Now, James, I have a little extra segment here.
I love segments.
Well, here's the thing. So this movie ultimately is about how this obsession turns to tragedy and danger and evil and wrongdoing and tragedy. And ultimately, there are no winners.
Sure.
But that's loser talk. So what I'm thinking is we should determine on points who is the actual winner of this movie.
Oh.
In the style of Civil War and Batman v Superman, there's got to be a winner.
Yeah.
So is it Team Angier or is it Team Borden? So all we have to do is tabulate the results. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Angier gets to smooch his beautiful wife, Piper Perabo, 1 point.
Pretty good.
Borden gets to murder Angie's beautiful wife, Piper Perabo. 1 point. Borden's on the board. We're even. You ready? All right. Angie.
This is neck and neck.
Angie shoots off Borden's fingers. That's a point, but it's double points. Why? The second Borden has to chop off his own fingers.
That's true. I would even argue you could even go quadruple points because of four fingers.
Four fingers.
But let's stick to what you've got.
Rules are rules, Jace. Borden ruins Angie's act and crushes that lady's fingers. Very embarrassing.
That's
remember
true.
That? That's a point for him.
Also, that woman, mm-hmm. -1 point.
Oh, yeah, she's
she's off the board.
She's probably not going to win this. Borden, ooh, he's back. He tells Angie's double, Gums McGee, that he can make some demands. Angie's got that perfect act. Ruined now.
That's right.
Angie gets to smooch Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, hello.
Borden gets to smooch Scarlett Johansson.
Scully Hansen, she's got two on the board.
Two on the board, Scarlett Johansson. Maybe she's coming up from the back.
Well,
she's
three.
There's
three of them.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Angie gets to meet Nikola Tesla. Yes.
I thought for a second you were going to say Nicolas Cage.
Angie has to meet Tesla's dumb magic fanboy assistant.
Oh,
negative points.
Negative
points. Borden gets to smooch Rebecca Hall.
Hello.
That's right. Borden has beautiful daughter with Rebecca Hall.
That's true.
Angie gets to purchase Borden's beautiful daughter.
The dream.
That's right. Angie gets one half of Team Borden framed for murder and executed. That's worth 10 points, I reckon.
Oh, definitely.
Borden lives at the end. Yes. Only one to live at the end. Murders Angie. 1,000,000 points.
Yeah, that's
he's the winner. Borden's the winner.
Wow, that was like a watching a race car.
Pretty tense, except for the 1,000,000 points at the end, which kind of ruined it. Made it a foregone conclusion, I think. How many Angies do you think he killed?
I think he ended up doing about 60 shows from memory.
That's too many.
But he was gone for 100.
Yeah, right.
Also, Hugh Jackman, what are you doing?
Yeah, come on, man.
You're too dedicated to show business.
You're right.
That's your problem, mate.
Do you mean the actor or the character?
Just both. I can't separate them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Often also, I didn't know it was Hugh Jackman because it was just a sea of beards and mustaches and fake teeth.
Yeah.
Just swirling about in my mind. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. This has been fun. I really like talking about this one. It's a nice reprieve to be like, oh, good movies again. Whew,
isn't it amazing that this movie featured a number of actors playing near identical characters and they were still less confusing than the Transformers movie?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
Well, there is. Stanley Tucci played a wizard in Stanley Tucci, if you recall. Oh,
that's true.
So the Transformers have their own thing going on, don't they?
They really do, don't they?
Anyways, if you go to bigsandwich.com and sign up, you can actually get these videos early. Next week, of course, as mentioned, Inception.
That's very exciting. Wow.
To come back for that. That's right.
Wow.
Very excited to come back for that. You also can get there some exclusive podcasts.
That's right.
Early videos. Did I already say that? Movie commentaries. Oh my goodness, subscribe if you could. But even to this channel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just subscribe. Just go on a subscribing rampage. Become obsessed with subscribing. And then it'll lead to tragedy.
That's not
for us. We'll get $9 a month.
And that's what we're about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. See you next week.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you later.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.